rattling for you just now. Our buddy from daytradefund.com to take a look at our market and our money and how we're doing and all the craziness going on in our world. Jay, good morning. Welcome in.
Hey, good morning.
Well, the stimulus package is certainly being bounced around between Republicans and Congress over there, the Democrats in the House. And boy, there's a couple of different plans and quite different between $3 trillion and $1 trillion in what everybody wants. So where we end up in this thing is yet to be seen. So how is Wall Street reacting to all of this right now?
Well, JT, most agree some sort of a second stimulus program is going to be rolled out. And, of course, investors are anxious for the details. They like the idea of the economy being supported, you know, during these trying times. But the concern over cost is also a factor. And, you know, with the Dow, you know, 26 headed towards 27,000 now, things are going well. The first stimulus program did well to support the economy as far as helping those that had lost jobs and especially the businesses that really had no chance to prepare for this for once it hit. So, yeah, right now as we move forward, Wall Street's going to be anxious for the details and see what comes out.
Yeah, so in the meantime, just kind of sit tight. Hey, I'm sure you saw this in the Wall Street Journal on Saturday. There was an article talking about everybody being a day trader now, and most people fail because you know, day trading is not something that you can just dive into and start doing on your own without knowing what you're doing. So some key mistakes being made if you're out there doing that. Talk to us about that. This is what you do, and if people are trying to do this on their own now, trying to navigate through the coronavirus ups and downs of the market, you know, what should people be cautioned about?
Well, the problem is when we have extra time at home, we have immediate access to our funds if we want to trade, and a lot of people will read a book or, you know, watch some YouTube video and off they go. But really the best thing to do is to practice trade for a period of time to make sure whatever approach you're going to be using is going to work. And one of the things you want to make sure of is that you're basically hitting a 75% or better batting average before you even start using any money in the market. And you need to do that for several months before you do it. And most, of course, aren't willing to jump in and pay the price. My portfolio is up 630% over the last 12 months, but that came as a result of me spending an incredible amount of time watching the market. Try not to jump onto stocks with news because those can go different ways that surprise investors, and try not to buy anything after 2:30. You don't have much time for that stock to react, and afternoon stocks react a lot differently than those in the morning.
Well, you're up 637% over the last 12 months. Can I just give you my money and let you play with mine?
Well, I'm up 439% year to date. But, you know, JT, when you know what to look for, it's like the arrow on the side of the FedEx truck. A friend of mine asked me one day, Jay, what's that arrow mean? And I said, there's not an arrow on the side of the FedEx truck. Well, we found a truck and he pointed it out. And now that's all I see. So once you see some of these intraday repeatable patterns, that's all you see. And people can learn this on their own, but it takes time to do it.
Well, you laughing at my question was not the right response. It's not what I was looking for.
But, all right. I'm here for you, brother. You know that.
All right. Let's talk about the airlines. They obviously have been struggling now. People are trying to get back in there. But what are they thinking about possibility of a second coronavirus wave now?
It's really something. We're looking at some of the numbers for just the Asian carriers, and they're down 98%. And you see that, and then you see European airlines right now that are battling with a lot of these surprise reintroduction of quarantines for people that are arriving from Spain and different types of places. And a lot of airlines are saying, look, we can't really survive an extended second round of this because we were barely able to make it through round one. So airlines are very, very anxious to make sure that people can return as quickly as possible. And that's one of the reasons that, JT, right now we're seeing a lot of airlines push this mask policy where Southwest and others are saying, look, if you don't have a mask, you're not going to fly. United says not only do you need a mask when you fly, but you have to keep it on at the airport while you're there. If you don't, we're going to ban you from flying United Airlines.
Didn't I see that China was starting to see an uptick in airline travel, though, recently?
They are. The June numbers came out here this week where it was 98% down. They've come up quite a bit. But still, when you look at the U.S. travel numbers, they're up considerably from where we were at in April. But we're still seeing less than 700,000 people a day when we should be at 3 million people a day. Wow. We've got a long way to go to get back to anything close to normal.
We sure do. All right, Jay, great talking to you. Thank you so much. It's